CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Janice McKay. A section of Highway 86 east of Listowel remains closed due to a collision. Police say 86 is shut down between roads 136 and 140. No further details have been released. A 34-year-old West Gray man is now in custody in relation to a homicide investigation. West Gray police were called to a home on Gray Road 4 about 3 o'clock Friday morning after reports of gunshots. Later in the day, provincial police discovered the body of a 62-year-old near Walters Falls. Police believe the two incidents were linked. A manhunt for 34-year-old Cody Hearsome began. And yesterday, OPP Constable Nick Wilson says they took a suspect into custody.
Members from the West Region OPP and the Central Region OPP responded to the area of Walters Falls after receiving information that a wanted individual was observed in the area. I'm happy to say that at approximately 3:43 p.m. this afternoon, 34-year-old Cody Hearsome from the Township of West Gray was taken into custody in relation to this ongoing investigation.
Hearsome remains in custody pending a bail hearing. An upgraded CT scanner model will be installed at Kincardine Hospital. A purchase order for the Siemens Edge Plus CT scanner was issued in April 2021, and it would be ready for delivery when an addition to the hospital for the new CT suite was completed. But now a new CT scanner model has been released. The Excite model is the newest Health Canada approved single source CT scanner. A media release from Kincardine Hospital says it's comparable to the Edge Plus and offers some advancements to improve image quality and reduce radiation dose. The CEO of Home Care Ontario says COVID created some significant staffing shortage for the home care sector. Sue Vanderbent says they lost a lot of staff who went to higher paying jobs like hospitals or long-term care homes. But Vanderbent says that wasn't the only problem.
In the early part of the pandemic, we couldn't get PPE. It was shocking that PPE was not available.
A recent survey showed 96% of seniors prefer to remain in their homes for as long as possible, and a shortage of home care workers is creating issues. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he plans to retire at the end of the current United States president's term. Fauci is the leader of the U.S. response to the COVID-19 pandemic and has been a government employee for 55 years. He became the face of the country's efforts to contain the coronavirus, serving on the White House task force established by former President Donald Trump, as well as in now President Joe Biden's administration. A key figure of the Freedom Convoy protest has been granted bail. Pat King was released with several conditions today, including to vacate Ottawa ASAP, to have no communication with other Freedom Convoy members, and to abide by a curfew. He was arrested on February 18th on 4 charges and faces additional charges of obstructing justice and perjury. For more local stories, head to CKNXNewsToday.ca. In sports, Canadian sprint star Andre DeGrasse has withdrawn from the 200 meters at the World Track and Field Championships, the event he won Olympic gold in last summer in Tokyo. The 27-year-old from Markham tested positive for COVID-19 less than a month ago, and he told the Canadian press that whether he would run in the 200 would be a game-time decision. The 200-meter heats were scheduled for this evening. Canada's Cameron Rogers spun 4 times in a circle and unleashed a hammer throw that soared straight into the history books. The 23-year-old from Richmond, BC, threw 75.52 meters to win silver at the World Track and Field Championships on Sunday. It's not only Canada's first world medal in women's hammer, but the country's first podium finish in a field event, period. The Jays head into the All-Star break, holding onto the wild card spot. Tampa Bay and Seattle are the other two wild card holders, both ahead of Toronto in the standings. It's the home run derby tonight at Dodger Stadium. Pete Alonso of the New York Mets will try to become the first player to win the derby 3 straight times. Huron County Men's Fastball features Milverton at Moncton at 8:30 this evening. Partly sunny with a slight chance of showers or a possible thunderstorm. Hot and humid today. Tonight, partly cloudy. Slight chance of showers or thunderstorms this evening. Low 17. Partly sunny tomorrow with possible showers and thunderstorms. Breezy. High 28 and a humidex near 36. For Wednesday, cloudy with a high of 30. And on Thursday, cloudy. Chance of showers and a high of 25.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.